when I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes.
Hey, back on Downtown. Time for us to talk a little basketball, like we do every week round about this time. We welcome in John Corrales of Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast. Hi there, John.
Hey, man. How you doing?
I am great. How are you this afternoon?
Oh, I am just fine. Heading into the arena for a basketball game. Life is good.
Darn right. We'll talk about that. Celtics with another exhibition game here tonight. Let's talk off the court first, and another addition to the Celtics organization. Feels to me like a no-lose to get somebody with the experience of Jeff Van Gundy on board.
Yeah, I think it's a solid move. And once again, the Celtics are getting someone with some really good experience in the NBA on board. He is not here to replace Joe Mazzulla. Sorry to anybody who might be thinking that that's the case. He's not a coach in waiting. He's not going to be on the bench. He will be in coaches' meetings from time to time when he is around. But he's a senior advisor to the entire basketball operations team, and that includes the main Red Claws. So he might be making a trip up your way. So it's a nice hire, I think. He's going to have a lot to offer. Obviously, some coaching expertise for Joe Mazzulla. I think front office stuff, I think people need to understand that he, as a broadcaster, got some real inside information. Every game he went to, he got to talk to the home team. He got to sit down and get a lot of stuff on background that is now part of his just kind of institutional knowledge of the league. And then he was scouting and coaching for Team USA in some of the lower-level tournaments that they use as qualifiers for things like the World Cup and other tournaments. So he knows a lot of the younger, more obscure players who might be fighting for, hey, end of bench, two-way, some sort of developmental thing. So he has a lot of knowledge that I think is very smart for the Celtics to tap into.
Speaking of Joe Mazzulla, you wrote about this. It's a different approach to a number of things, not the least of which is practice in season two.
Yeah, they're doing a lot more team-oriented stuff. You hear a bunch of guys, most recently Peyton Pritchard, talk about some of the individual stuff that these guys have been doing in prior preseason. So that is changing under Mazzulla. I think he's seen that some of the stuff that he didn't emphasize last year, like the defense, needs to be emphasized, regardless of how much you might think that's just a given. No, you have to, if you don't emphasize it, it gets minimized. So he's learned that the team stuff rather than the individual stuff is more important in practices. And that's leading to some intense practices. That's leading to some healthy competition. And, you know, for a schedule like they've had where you play three games in four nights, then you have 5 days off, you play a couple more preseason games, and you have another 5 days off. It's kind of good to get everybody in that team setting, get the competitive juices going, and get them figuring out problems together as groups rather than try to focus on their individual skills.
And as you mentioned, too, a lot of talk about mindset.
Mindset is a huge thing. I think that Joe Mazzulla understands that a lot of what bothered the Celtics last season was mental. Their mentality wasn't where it needed to be. And so, you know, how many times did we talk about this last season? Playing down to competition, which all teams, all good teams are going to have their moments where they play down to the competition. But the Celtics did it a little too much. The Celtics let go of the rope. How many times did we hear them say, we let go of the rope? Too many times, and they lost late leads, and they couldn't, their composure wasn't where it needed to be. And so, that's another thing. I think the whole thing here, Rich, is that Joe Mazzulla's growing, he's learning. And it's something that I know a lot of people have a problem with how he coached last year. And some of that is really certainly valid, but the way certain people were dismissive of him, it wasn't fair. And I think we're already seeing, before the season has even started, a level of progression, maturity from Joe Mazzulla, understanding what the job is. One of the things he keeps talking about is the attention that he's getting as the head coach of the Celtics. He doesn't want the attention, but he's forced into it because the head coach is always always talking to the media, sometimes twice a day, and he's always in demand. And so he's really learned from last season, and we're seeing it applied in a lot of different ways.
Talking with John Corrales here on Downtown. So a number of newcomers on this Celtics roster. It's early still, but how do they all seem to be meshing together?
Every indication is that the chemistry is pretty good on this team. They've really worked well together. And because so many of the guys, the main guys, have been in and out of the lineup because of the preseason schedule, I think the opportunity to go out there and kind of show what they've got has been helpful for some of these guys. There are players that are looking to make the team, looking to make carve out a role for themselves, I should say. So I think you're seeing, you know, different levels. You know, some guys like Lamar Stevens, they haven't been able to get out there and hit shots. O'Shea Brissett hasn't been able to hit shots necessarily. I'm very excited about tonight's game, because we're getting to see everybody. We're getting to see Tatum and Brown back in the lineup, and I'm not sure exactly how many minutes they're going to play, but more so we get to see these role players, these bench guys, work with Tatum and Brown. I don't think it's been fair to those guys to be judged on their performance so far this preseason, because, A, we haven't seen everything because we're not in practices, and, B, we haven't seen them in their roles like we're going to all year long. We haven't seen them play with the main guys. So that's, I think, part of the evaluation tonight. We get to see them kind of back where they belong alongside the team's superstars.
Well, let's talk about that. Tonight they host the Knicks at the Garden, next to last exhibition game. You think we'll see something closer to a starting lineup and maybe a similar rotation to what we'll see?
Yeah, I'm hoping so. I think this is, I don't know what they're going to do on Thursday when they go to Charlotte. This is, I think, their last best opportunity to get a look at everybody together. So we might see 30-plus minutes from the regulars, and that would give us the opportunity to see more substitution patterns. Or we might see regular first half minutes and then a spurt in the third quarter and then nothing in the fourth. So I am looking to see who comes off the bench first. First of all, like you said, who starts, right? Is it Drew Holiday coming off the bench again, or is it Al Horford that goes to the bench? What's Joe Mazzulla doing that way? How does he rotate after that? What does he do with his bigs? What does he do with his guards? Who plays together the most? And, you know, in Philly, it was interesting when he played, when they didn't have Tatum and Brown, when he played the other four guys, and early on it was Delano Banton that was playing with them. So it's a very interesting kind of, like, was he just experimenting, which is very possible, or is that kind of the direction that he's going? And where does that put Peyton Pritchard? So I think tonight will be very revealing for a lot of different guys on this roster.
John Corrales, Boston Sports Journal, the Locked On Celtics podcast. John, we thank you as always. Getting ready for the season. Can't wait for next week when we're right on the cusp.
That's right. That's right. It's here, baby. All right. Thanks.
We'll see you then. Thanks, John. John Corrales talking Celtics every Tuesday afternoon here on the program.